Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we got Lord Monckton coming up with some incredible environmentalist power grab fraud they've been caught in. We've also got Luke Radowski in studio. A bunch of financial news I want to get to in your calls. Going back to Joe in Ohio, for a couple minutes, Joe, aside from Alex Jones and this radio show and your critique of it, which I think is fair, I mean, you know, some sarcasm is good, but sometimes I get out of control for a whole hour. It's mainly a form of sorrow. Your message to listeners on how to battle the New World Order. Give us your view.
The truth will set us free. We need to plant seeds of the truth. I learned a long time ago that grab them by the shirt collar and shake them school of activism doesn't really work very well. You got to just kind of, you know, feed them when they're ready. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. But we need to keep plenty of water around, and that's why I work with a group of people around here that share all your videos and a lot of other videos about things like nutrition and fracking and all the other crazy things that are going on. And another thing to remember, we all need to remember that we are everywhere. I can't tell you, you know, how many people have 9/11 was an inside job bumper stickers. And I think a lot of times as activists or as people that have started to wake up, we feel isolated and we're, you know, afraid to upset people by talking about the truth. But, you know, just planting seeds when you're in the grocery store standing in line or at the gas station, and you'd be surprised how many people are waking up. But it's a long uphill battle. We don't want to waste our time casting pearls before swine. We need to just plant those seeds of truth. And like I say, when the horse is ready, thirsty enough, it'll drink. So we just got to keep that water around. And that's why I appreciate all that you do. And I really appreciate your guests. I think that's one of the strongest parts of your show is your guests.
Well, I think it is as well. And that's why I try to bring knowledgeable people here to the airwaves and then also bring up issues and questions that they may have never been asked before to kind of expand the discussion in a larger way. Good to hear from you, Joe. Let's go ahead now and take another call from Laura in California. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I've been a Prison Planet member for a couple years now and live in Southern California. And kind of, I can see exactly what Joe's saying about, you know, the message and how it's delivered. And it amazes me at times, but then again, that's what got me on board is some of the things that you were saying, and I'm like, I've got to check this stuff out. And at a certain point, it just stopped. I just didn't need to check it out anymore because it was happening on the news, and then it happened all the time to me and my children.
Well, that's a point I need to make here is there's been a shift. I've been on air now almost 17 years, and until about 2 years ago, none of this stuff was on the news. They've now entered the phase where world government's now being announced. The world depression's here. And their plan to use that depression to pose as saviors and bring in total tyranny is here. And so also because alternative media has exposed them, they've decided to go, yeah, we kidnap kids. Yeah, we put poison in your water. Yeah, we ship drugs in. And then the public sees nothing happens. So it's meant to just kind of normalize it now.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, you know, it's just, you know, the light bulb, a little clip on the 5 a.m. news will come on. It won't come on in the evening news. But that kind of stuff comes on really early around page 6. But then my daughter comes home 2 weeks before graduation from high school, and it's like, well, we had drug dogs here, and they took us out. And I'm like, my jaw's dropping in Southern California just 2 months
ago. Listen, I'll tell you what, Laura, if you can hold 10 minutes or so, I want to come back and talk with Mr. Allison, just a brief update, because he's been found, well, they dropped the charges of his evil videotaping police in public. He was facing life in prison up in Illinois. The state was trying to put him in jail. They were there with a briefing, amicus brief, in the county, saying we want him to go to jail for the rest of his life. But that's been dropped. We'll get an update and come back to you.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to explain here, before we go to our next guest and then to your calls, something that I've said a lot before, but that I want to say here in a little bit different way and just succinctly and clearly in a way that everybody can understand, new listeners. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. As Lord Acton said, it's absolutely true. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Human history is a long train of examples of where people become passive and decadent and let the very worst in society get in control. The very worst in society always aspire to the most powerful positions. In fact, I'm going to get some guests on about this later in the week. I've got their cards and their names. I went to some of the different historical societies and some of the different tours in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and I've actually read books on it as a younger man because I found it so interesting and because it was one of my parents' favorite places to vacation twice a year when I was a child. It was only about 5-6 hours away from Dallas. And so I already knew most of what they were saying at the different historical societies we went to and the organized crime museum they've got there. But to hear the mainline historians, one of them was a filmmaker, They actually got their film showing at Sundance this year. They were telling me about it. We're going to get them on. But the point is about how the Rockefellers and how Lucky Luciano and, of course, Bugsy Siegel and the Jewish Mafia, the Italian Mafia, the Wasp Mafia, Joe Kennedy, the Irish Mafia, were all there and made an agreement that it was a zone that they wouldn't kill each other in. And they actually got the idea for it when one of the earlier gangsters was going down there for syphilis treatment and learned about how the Hot Springs Mountain, at the Hot Springs Mountain going back thousands of years, native tribes, more than 10 of them, who were always killing each other, had a truce to not kill each other there on the Holy Mountain. And the Mafia liked it so much, and there was already horse racing and gambling, they said, let's invest some months, and they had all the documents and articles in one of the tours, some months they would make one gangster alone $100 million in 1920s, 1930s money. That's like making $4 or $5 billion today, individually. And they made a deal with the U.S. government with a particular brand of water, which is one of the better, and I'd read this when I was young and then forgot about it, but there in the tour, they were talking about Mountain Valley Spring that we actually drink here in the office was announced to be the water of the U.S. government and shipped on government trains as a spring water for government facilities, and that the government would simply fill the big water bottles. In fact, we have them. While I'm at this, will somebody go, well, those are too big. We've got the big bottles right now. I should show people this. The water bottles, the big water cooler bottles, were filled with moonshine. That's why they went with the hillbilly recipe. It was Capone's idea. This is all admitted to ship it on U.S. government trains, and how prohibition was set up by insiders in the government to corrupt police and take over society. They knew it all. They had all the documents. I said I'd give you a short example of this. We got your calls and a guest to go to. But it was just how they were going over the numbers and how you're told the Rockefellers made their money on oil and transport, but they really got rich in that decade of prohibition. And how then the Rockefellers sent down their son to become the governor and shut down all the gambling and moonshining, except for what they were producing. I mean, it went on and on, all about monopolies, just like opium, just like cocaine and heroin today. We are run by organized crime, but this is an organized crime where Al Capone wouldn't kill a kid, which is, you know, he wouldn't. This is a scientific dictatorship because old man Rockefeller funded Hitler, funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. This is all mainline history. You just go look it up. Just type in Rockefeller's funded Hitler. And they were obsessed with eugenics. They had their scientists discover the cancer viruses, how to put them in the shots. We're going to show this tonight on TV, on InfoWars Nightly News. And you realize it's crazy gangsters who think they're doing the world a favor killing everybody. I mean, it's like, it's got to end. It's got to end. The U.S. government, giant train loads of Mountain Valley Spring, that's really moonshine, going out to all the speakeasies around the country. And they've got maps of where they delivered it to Austin and Houston and areas I've lived. And I even know some of the famous families here in Austin. One of them I went to high school with, and of course they ran the liquor for Al Capone, and I was told about it when I was a kid or a teenager visiting their house, and they had news articles about it. It just gets weirder and weirder, just how this stuff is hidden in plain view. And where I went to school in Dallas, the government was dealing drugs. I mean, we've got a criminal government, and you got all these goody-two-shoe Americans who just are blind, and ignorance is not bliss, though, ladies and gentlemen. And so here's the point I want to get to, then we're going to our guest for a quick update and then your calls. When corruption gets to this point, and the corrupt never get caught, never get busted, never get in trouble, they start thinking they're invincible and bulletproof. They start recruiting more criminals in, and they never want to report on any of the other criminals because that might be bad for their operation, and then the whole system collapses. And we have reached this point. We have reached this point. You know, you wonder why the Roman emperors were always so crazy. Most of them had syphilis. which is basically the equivalent of a microscopic worm that starts eating your brain. You wonder why so many of the British royalty were crazy. Most of them had syphilis. They were having sex with hundreds of women. There was no cure for it. And then you learn that the Rockefellers and people had syphilis, and they were crazy, and Capone had it and was crazy. And all these gangsters and Rockefellers were down there thinking the mineral baths could heal them. Actually did in Hot Spring develop some of the treatments and then cures for it later after they died. But the point is they're all down there crazy with all their prostitutes shipping pure 200-proof liquor Everclear out around the country with weird eugenicist scientists teaching them that syphilis came from subhumans and that they had to kill off the subhumans. That's where their disease had come from. Crazy men. This whole system comes out of the minds of multi-billionaires, and I'm talking 80 years ago, multi-billionaires who were crazy with syphilis. Of course it's totally insane. And they set the foundations up and everything in motion that's running everything today on autopilot, and they're crazy with syphilis. I mean, whoa. No wonder Caligula married his horse and Nero was running around burning stuff down. I mean, these guys have got worms eating their brains and all this power. Herod died. The Bible describes the governor of Judea. Well, the king of the Jews, he wasn't the governor. He had a governor over him. Herod died, reportedly. You know, they talked about, well, you ought to read the Bible. I'm not going to even quote the Bible here, but giant pustules and pus pouring out and agony, pain with sexual diseases. And again, I'm studying history more and more and realizing, having these epiphanies in the research, that's another reason the elite are so crazy. They've had syphilis for thousands of years. Jack the Ripper was the prince. That's come out now. He was taking, which was a treatment for it, but made you go just as crazy, arsenic. Because if you poison yourself enough, it would slow the syphilitic infection, but it would also make you psychopathic. Man, I'm really starting to really understand what's happened. It's so amazing. And I already knew all this data, but there it was. It was like, wow. And I was in the bookstores buying history books about it and everything. It was all these different historians. It's just admitted fact that you had crazy syphilis gangsters just machine-gunning each other insanely. Running around with billions of dollars, just insane. With eugenics doctors perched on their shoulders saying, kill everyone. You can't make this up. You can't make this stuff up. Okay, I want to go for this segment and the next, and I will get to your calls and Lord Monckton. I want to go to Michael Allison with some good news. Judge rejects eavesdropping charges for recording police. Now, remember, the state came into the county and said, we agree, we want him to go to jail for life. And the state prosecutor's been on the news down there advising the county. So that's what's incredible, is the state wanted to send this man, this auto repair guy, this mechanic who restores old cars, to jail. But now the judge has done the right thing, and I guess he won't be moving up the ladder now. But again, still a little bit of sanity in America. But how insane is it that it got to this point? Michael Allison, tell us what happened to you.
I was waiting for the judge's decision on the case, and all of a sudden we started hearing a little bit of rumor about there may have been a decision. Someone heard it on the radio. So I called my attorney to try to confirm or get some information about the case, and he was busy with another client, so I ended up going up to his office and met him in person, and he was actually busy with another client then, and I talked to his secretary, and she gave me a copy of the document, and it was basically the judge's opinion that came down, and the charge, we had a pending motion to dismiss, challenging the constitutionality of the statute on three different points, and we won on two of those points, and we did not win on the third point. But overall, the charges were dismissed, and the judge decided that the Illinois eavesdropping statute is unconstitutional.
Well, of course it is. Publicly filming police or audio recording them, there's no perception of privacy in public. How do the cops film us? And this has been thrown out literally hundreds of times. They don't care. The prosecutions will continue. because, as everybody knows, Illinois is still has the spirit of Al Capone and Big Daily over it. A bunch of syphilitic, murdering criminals. We'll be right back.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
He's going the distance.
Well, Michael Allison was facing life in prison, and they said, boy, you're going to prison for life. And he said, nope, I'm not going to plead to a lesser charge and just get a few months in jail. You go ahead and put me in jail for life. And, well, they didn't back off. The state came down and said, we want him to go to jail for life. The state assisting the county. And we've got the judge's ruling here. He ruled on the First Amendment and said it was the First Amendment right to record the police officers and court employees. And while a ban on recording devices in the courtroom might be justified, he said the eavesdropping charge was inappropriate because it was not secret. They were also going after him for recording on the street. He told them, you won't let me have a court reporter? I'm going to record this. And they arrested him for it. As applied in this case, What else did the judge say, Mr. Allison?
Basically that the it was protected under the 14th Amendment because the statute violates the substantive due process because it criminalizes innocent behavior. And it makes a criminal charge out of completely innocent behavior before you're ever even given a chance to defend yourself. They're saying what you did was a crime.
Yeah, well, I know what literally hundreds of other state and federal courts have ruled on this in the last few decades, but I also know just common sense. This sounds like something out of North Korea or worse. What about the prosecutors and people? Are they swearing to come after you some other way?
I talked to my attorney about it, and he's pretty well convinced that they're probably going to appeal it. And he said that he told me that if the state's attorney was smart, he would just let it drop and be done with it. But I don't believe that he's smart. So I think that he's got a personal vendetta. This was personal retaliation against me. And I believe that because they brought this up the way they did to begin with, I don't think they want to see that it they lost and just let it drop. So I think that they probably will appeal it, and if they don't, then it will not give me the opportunity to defeat the statute unless I can get it into the federal court and challenge it on constitutional grounds.
Well, Mr. Allison, you know, these people aren't just wasting taxpayer funds in their persecution of you and their attack on the First Amendment. They are doing it willfully, and they are tyrants with a capital T, about as big a T as I can imagine, and they need to be brought to justice. This is official oppression, your arrest. This is false imprisonment. This is a civil rights violation. And they can try the hoax all day that they are individually immune. They're only immune from civil and criminal prosecution when they're acting within the Constitution. Just like I'm immune if somebody breaks in my house and I blow them away. Just like a cop's immune if somebody pulls a gun on them and they shoot them. The cop is immune under common law. This idea that they're immune from everything is a crock, and it's time to go after them criminally. Now, you're not going to get the criminal state to do it. The feds like to come in and crush the state to make it look like they're the good guys, but I doubt they'll defend this. They've been supporting these attacks on cameras because they don't like it either. So I think the route is going to be civil against these creatures.
Yeah, I think that that's probably the best route. The ACLU case in Chicago has a pending challenge against the statute in the Northern District of Illinois, and I think that getting it in the civil court as they have is definitely the way to go. And their case was earlier dismissed out of the district court because the district court decided that they lacked standing because no one at the ACLU had been criminally charged under the statute.
Now, I haven't had time to read the whole ruling, but did the judge excoriate these North Korean admirers anyway?
There was no nothing where they he went after them for the malicious prosecution that I believe is the case. There was nothing in the opinion that went after the prosecution of the case itself. He just simply ruled that the statute, based on my attorney's arguments, were a winning argument to say that the statute could not stand.
Well, the tyrants are going to continue to prosecute. We're going to continue to beat them. If they ever actually put somebody in prison for a long time, they put some in jail for a while. For this, you'll become martyrs, and you must resist them eternally. And people need to realize this is a big wake-up call. 12 states know it's not illegal, but are attempting to put people in jail for as long as 12 years. The Allison case was out of control because it was life in prison. And it just lets you know these are conscious tyrants. And police, all of you that go along with this, do you feel safe living in a country? Do you think your pension funds are going to be safe for your future where this happens? I mean, is this a country you want your kids to live in? Michael Allison, God bless you, my friend. We'll get an update from you if they either fully drop the case or if they go for appeal.
Thank you very much for having me on.
We appreciate your courage, sir.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I say I shot the sheriff, but that clearance was in self-defense. Yeah. Freedom came my way one day.
And I saw Sheriff John Brown.
And I started out of town, yeah. All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff Dunn Brown.
You weren't given any choice. Tyranny came down on you.
If I am guilty, I will pay. I shot the sheriff, but I said, I didn't shoot the deputy. I didn't shoot the deputy.
All right, hard to turn that off. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. We are here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then, of course, every night now with InfoWars Nightly News, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, streamed out and then archived after it has transmitted at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com. And, of course, it's seen by tens of thousands at PrisonPlanet.tv and then leaked out to the web, where in the aggregate it is seen by millions. Every news clip conservatively seen by a couple hundred thousand. And we're beta testing it and developing it for television. We've already had a lot of networks and systems want to pick it up. But right now we're just trying out different formats, different looks, different news packages. And I will sell no wine until it's time, well, Orson Welles liked to say in those wine commercials. Now we're going to go to Lord Christopher Monckton here in a moment with some amazing news. I've seen it in major newspapers all over the world. They're being forced to report on this. The Daily Mail has the headline, Global Warming and the Twisting of Our Children's Minds. And this is going on in one of the most prestigious publications. They've been caught putting out fake maps showing that Greenland is melting when it's not, and showing islands where the ice is supposedly melted, saying they're new islands when those islands already existed and were not covered by ice. So just absolute fraud systematically from pillar to post. We'll be talking about it with Lord Monckton here in just a moment. And the good news is 10 years ago, they would just stonewall and say, ridiculous, peer-reviewed, everyone knows it. This time they're like, oh, it's a mistake, sorry. Mistakes systematically, and then we have the internal emails that is hide the decline. Don't let this get out. It's systematic fraud. All right, we're going to Lord Monckton here in a moment. I want to encourage listeners, if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member and you're not supporting a revolution in alternative news and information, become one today. Also, we're going every Wednesday, we send out the previous PrisonPlanet.tv show free to anyone that is a member of the InfoWars Insider. You go to the top of InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You see the banner there. And you just enter your email into that box, and that will automatically subscribe you to be sent news updates, alerts. There you can see PrisonPlanet.com. And again, if you scrolls down a bit, right underneath the show news information, you see Paul Revere writing there, and it says the InfoWars Insider, special reports, hottest news, inside scoop. We also send out exclusive videos there and a lot more, but today we'll send you the big report last night with Peter Schiff, also, of course, Kurt Haskell, who witnessed the government getting the underwear bomber on the aircraft. He's also been going to the trial of the underwear bomber. The underwear bomber's lawyers have told him they believe it is a government operation. Big breaking news there. That'll be sent out at 3 o'clock today, about an hour after the show, to all the members of the InfoWars Insider. So, again, InfoWars.com to sign up for that today. Now, going to Lord Christopher Monckton, who, by the way, joined us last week on the Nightly News, I had to get him on, and I appreciate him coming on short notice to deal with yet another fraud that we've caught academia, the establishment, in a unified, desperate cult exercise in authoritatively attempting to appeal to authority and deceive people with fake maps. They predicted all these islands in the Pacific would be underwater. They're actually now dropping sea levels. So now they say that's global warming. And they can't even get their propaganda straight. And always the answer is shut down power plants in England, Europe, the U.S., move them to China for Maurice Strong or Al Gore or Prince Philip's investments. And it says here, Lord Monckton is a British statesman, public speaker, former newspaper editor, former member of the Conservative Party. And this is an old bio. He's back. He's one of the heads of the UK Independence Party right now. Monckton has been the head of the policy unit of the UK Independence Party since 2010. He served as deputy leader of the party under Lord Pearson. He also served in the Conservative Central Office and worked as one of the top advisors to Margaret Thatcher, number 10 policy unit during the 1980s. Of course, he spoke out against Bilderberg and world government per his advice. He also worked for The Universe, The Sunday Telegraph, Today, The Evening Standard, scienceandpublicpolicy.org is his website, scienceandpublicpolicy.org. I would have to say, out of anybody out there, even more than Mark Moreno, who's a great mind, Lord Christopher Monckton is the chief prosecutor of this tyranny, the chief person in the face, facing demonization, calls for arrest, hoaxes, like they say that Rand Paul is not a medical doctor, or Ron Paul is an elitist, or they worship Buddha secretly. They tried saying he's not a lord when it's on record he is. Every form of fraud has been leveled against him, and he's come out unscathed, and they will not debate him. But again, scienceandpublicpolicy.org, he joins us for the balance of the hour to go over the latest. Well, there's so many now. the one of the biggest frauds in the last 24 hours. Lord Monckton, don't we enter a danger zone here, though, that so many frauds are coming out now that even though each one of these is bigger than ClimateGate, now there's so many of them we don't really savor properly, and that a lot of this is running off like spilt milk into the gutter?
That's a very good analogy, but I think a better analogy is with what happened under fascism in Germany and under communism in Russia, and still does happen under communism in China. These totalitarian regimes lie and lie and lie all the time. And what we have now are the new legalists, the new totalitarians, who are using the global warming scare as a kind of Trojan horse to get away with pushing global government through. And what they're doing is they're saying, right, we can make up any old rubbish because we've now got the media where we want them. We've got the entire political left where we want it because, of course, the left is fascist, it is communist, it always has been. That's what, you know, it was the National Socialist Workers' Party of Germany, and of course the communists call themselves socialist too. So these extremists are all on the left, and they've decided they're now so strong that they can get away with lying and lying and lying again. But it will be just as it used to be under fascism in Germany or Italy and under communism in China or Russia. Nobody is now believing a word they say. And when the Times, of all people, comes out with an atlas of the world and wipes off or plans to wipe off Tuvalu and the Maldives on the ground that these are about to disappear beneath the rising waves, when we've just had a year of sea level falling really rather rapidly, and sea level is only rising in any case at a rate equivalent to 1 foot per century, much as it has been for the last 1.5 to 2 centuries, then you've got to wonder what they're on, and please could I have some? It is really quite extraordinary. Let's take the Maldives. Let's do, as you know I like to do this, Alex, a few facts. Now, Professor Niklas Murner, who's the ranking expert in the world on sea level, knows more about it than anybody else. He has spent 10 years researching the Maldives meticulously in greater detail than anywhere else in the world to do with sea level. And he has found that in the last 50 years there hasn't been any sea level rise in the Maldives, nor has there in Tuvalu, nor have there in most of these Pacific islands. And the reason why is, apart from anything else, that corals grow to meet the light. And if water comes over them, they grow a bit more and catch up and remake and make a new shoreline. And in fact, a recent paper in this peer-reviewed literature has measured several of these islands throughout the Pacific and has found that indeed they are growing. They're well able to keep up with such little sea level rise as there has been. Of course, there's been none in the last year. Or you could go to Bangladesh, another of the places where the Times has got its eraser out and wiped out bits of the coastline. In fact, apart from a little coastal erosion, which has nothing to do with global warming and everything to do with clearing the mangrove swamps so they could put prawn farms in, and then the waves come in and wash the sand away that the mangroves were naturally holding together. Apart from that, there has been no loss of land in Bangladesh. Indeed, because sea level in that region has, get this, fallen somewhat over the last 10 or 15 years, there's 7,000 square kilometers of extra land in Bangladesh. But you won't find that on the Times Atlas's map. How do I know all this? Because Niklas Murner went to Bangladesh last December with a group of scientists. He was the only one who bothered to calibrate his satellite altimeter correctly by climbing 100 meters up and down so that the thing could register properly. He was then able to go all along the shoreline of Bangladesh. He noted the coastal erosion and what had caused it. Nothing to do with global warming, but man-made stupidity locally, cutting away the mangrove swamps. And he was able to measure, which none of the others could because they didn't calibrate their instruments properly, that sea level in Bangladesh has actually fallen. So all of this nonsense is gradually being nailed because people are seeing, as Professor Murner is seeing with their own eyes, that the stories we're being told in the Times Atlas or on Al Gore's fatuous 24 hours of so-called reality, I don't know what planet he lives on, but it's not the same one as mine.
Well, Lord Monckton, I want to get to Al Gore's 24 hours of baloney that Mark Moreno at Climate Depot categorized dozens and dozens and dozens of all the greenies saying, get rid of Al Gore, he's no longer useful. He's discredited. So even his own system, like the proletariat or the Duma or something, you know, the minions of the communist system and the commissars above them are all turning against him and saying, throw him out. But here's the Daily Mail. This is in a bunch of other newspapers as well. And we'll put it on screen for people that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, not just listening on the radio. If you're a radio listener, just search the term global warming and the twisting of our children's minds. That's out of dailymail.co.uk, but it's also in a bunch of other papers. They're having to admit it as well, but saying it's just a mistake. The Times Atlas of the World that Lord Monckton just mentioned, regularly updated since the Victorian age, proudly presents itself as the most authoritative atlas in the world. That's a quote. You just peer-reviewed. You cannot question it. But in its latest hefty edition, published an eye-watering piece for £150, that's almost $300, ladies and gentlemen, has become the focus of a bizarre climate change row or fight. The new atlas shows the ice in Greenland, the northern hemisphere's largest ice cap, to be melting so fast since 99, nearly a sixth of it has vanished. An area the size of Britain and Iceland combined, once covered in ice and snow, has become green and ice-free. But then, of course, there's satellite photos they go through that show that hasn't happened. The publishers said the map revealed a whole new island off Greenland's coast, formerly viewed as part of the mainland, but which is vanishing ice, is now shown to be quite separate. Local inhabitants have been celebrating the event by giving it an inlet name, meaning Warming Island. But no sooner was the shocking evidence of global warming reported that voices throughout the scientific community began to question the atlas's claims. And it turns out for 50 years the island has been there and photographed. It turns out that it has settlements. It turns out it was all a complete lie. It's not an island where the ice sheet disappeared and there's now an island. And it goes through it. So just like Kilimanjaro's ice has come back in Africa and it shows that it's cyclical, or the ice caps are growing again on Mars, and Lord, and I had David Rothschild on, he said, well, that's because Mars is closer to the sun than the Earth. And I said, no, it's not. It's the next planet out. And he said, no, it's not. You're a conspiracy theorist. So now it's Mercury, Venus, Mars, Earth, not Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. I mean, and that interview's public. I mean, that's the, and he laughed at me, thinking my audience was dumb. And so since that's all been exposed, the Himalayas haven't melted. They've just moved on to a new fraud. And no sooner do we expose that, a new fraud. And it's just leapfrogging. And meanwhile, Bill Clinton, and I'll stop ranting, has the nerve to come out today and say, in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, climate deniers make us look like a joke, and says that basically Americans look like mentally ill jokes to the world because we don't accept Al Gore on everything he says. And I'm sorry, Lord Monckton, I had to go over that a bit. So there's just no end to the fraud.
No, you're quite right. And just take this Greenland thing. I mean, there was a wonderful paper on Greenland by Johannesson et al. In 2005, in which he said that practically right across the vast ice sheet, except just at the fringes, the ice sheet had actually thickened by 2 inches per year for 12 years, a total of 2 feet right across that ice sheet. Now, that is an enormous increase in ice. And then in a subsequent paper, he said, well, some of it's gone back into the ocean, about a quarter of it, in fact. But most of it's still up there, which is one of the reasons why sea level is falling. So all of these claims that are now being made are very stupid claims. Of course, the left-wing media will continue not to publish the truth, most of them. They'll go on just peddling the lies, just as they did in Nazi Germany or communist Russia. How do you think those regimes managed to survive? They survive because the media will always fawn upon power. And if the left, if the communists were strong enough, the fascists were brutal enough, then the press would fawn upon them, and they would only get interviews with the great ones if they were willing to tell the party line. Al Gore won't debate with me. He won't, in fact, answer unscripted questions at any of his talks. He won't answer questions from journalists unless they have been cleared by his staff as being so dopey, acquiescent, or asleep at the switch.
Just to interrupt again, Lord Monckton, because I want you to speak to this directly then. Last week when you were on with us, last Wednesday or Thursday, I dubbed the interview The Fall of Al Gore. And then now over the weekend and this weekend, even his supporters said he has fallen, go away. They said resign, stop speaking. Is this not a giant victory that their grand champion has been taken down by yourself and the facts?
I think it's the facts that have done it. I mean, certainly it helped that I was one of those. I, in fact, wrote the scientific testimony in the court case against him, which we had in the UK in 2007.
Certainly, take credit. Take credit. You have been on him like a hunting dog after a fox.
Well, I've been trying to debate with him. Even it got to the point where the Republicans in Congress a couple of years ago rang me up and they said, get yourself on a plane to Washington. We've heard that Al Gore is going to be testifying in front of the Energy and Commerce Committee, and we want you to be the Republican witness replying to it. And I got on the plane, and when I landed, they said, terribly sorry, it's all cancelled. Because the moment the Democrats heard that you were going to be the witness, they said you can have anyone else, but you can't have Monckton. So Newt Gingrich stood in for me and didn't do too bad a job. But that shows how frightened they are of the truth. They know, I know, where all the bodies are buried in this. They know I've done the science and done the research and got the answers. I'm no genius, goodness knows. You don't have to be. You just have to be very persistent, very patient, sitting at the feet of the great scientists around the world, asking interminable, stupid questions until you eventually understand it.
Stay there, sir. We got to go to break. We'll come back and talk about where these fraudsters are going in the future and let you make any other points you'd like to make. Stay with us.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one would be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't one Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
All right, Lord Monckton was trying to make a point there as we went to break, and I wanted to be able to finish it. But I also want to talk about the fact that I'm sure he's seen this in the news. John P. Holdren has admitted they've got weather modification tests that have been going on, barium salts, aluminum dioxide, sulfur particles, that now they want to start spraying into the atmosphere to save the Earth. Is this just an exercise now where they're going to say, look, we didn't have global warming because we saved you? I mean, it's this. They are basically casting themselves like a Hollywood movie as our saviors. Is there any way to get these control freaks, Lord Monckton, out of our lives?
Oh, yes, there is. In those countries like America, but unlike Britain, where your government is still elected by you. We have elections, but we elect merely a Duma, which has no power. The European dictatorship now crushes us under the heel of endless pettifogging bureaucracy. But you still have, in the United States, in Canada, in Australia, in many parts of the English-speaking world, the right to make and unmake your governments. And it's only your governments that can make and unmake your laws. So you wear the trousers, and you can vote them out.
But then Al Gore can't save me.
Hang on a moment. Holdren can't save you. He's a nincompoop. Everybody knows he knows he's a nincompoop. But the point is that Obama and all his weird administration of kooks and crazies like Stephen Chu, who said the solution was to paint the world white, these people, you know, I don't know what they're on, but I wish I had some. It really is. It's just crazy now. What is happening here, and I've seen this before in government, is they've suddenly said to themselves, oh my gosh, we've got it wrong. They know this now. And the thing that is frightening them more than anything else, which is why they're not even mentioning it yet, is that a very good professor down in Sydney called Murray Salby has been quietly doing some research. It's taken him 2 years shut away in his ivory tower with the ivy growing in through the window. He's been there quietly working away at some rather startling, very new satellite evidence. I've seen it. The rest of the world hasn't yet, but I can tell you a little bit about it without breaching any confidence. What it shows is there is absolutely no connection between the vast centers of population where the CO2 is being emitted by us and the concentration of CO2 in the atmosphere. The concentration of CO2 in the atmosphere is not uniform, as the IPCC has been trying to tell us. It varies all over the world. But the variations, over land at any rate, have absolutely nothing to do with where we are or the emissions we're putting out. I'll tell you what causes those variations. It is the temperature of the air around them. Do you know the place on the Earth which has the highest CO2 concentration as seen by these satellites and measured from space?
No.
It's Taklamakan Desert in western China, north of Tibet. It's just a desert. There's nothing there. But that's where the highest concentration of CO2 is. Why? Because it's one of the hottest places on Earth, and it's surrounded almost entirely by mountains, unlike the Sahara, which, of course, is vastly more open. And so there you find this high, I say it's only 5% above the world average, but nevertheless, that is significant, because what it tells us is the reason why there is more CO2 in the atmosphere is that it has got warmer for other reasons and not the other way around. So this means that whatever the climate sensitivity is, however much warming a given amount of CO2 might cause, the CO2 that we are putting in the atmosphere has practically nothing to do with it. And this, frankly, is the end of the scare. He's coming out with a book on it in a couple of weeks' time, and you heard it here first because it's not been publicised. You can imagine how little the left-wing news media like this story, and there'll be a peer-reviewed paper following some time early next year.
Lord Monckton, do 5 more minutes with us, then I'm going to do calls. We got Luke Radowski coming in, because I want you to really boil the science down in layman's terms for people.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.